With SDPB News, I'm Jeremy Ludeman. ABC News will face a defamation lawsuit from a South Dakota beef company later this year. Reuters reports that South Dakota First Circuit Court Judge Cheryl Gehring ruled that a jury could determine that there was clear and convincing evidence that the network and reporter Jim Avila were reckless in their reporting on Dakota Dunes-based Beef Products Incorporated. J. Eric Connolly is an attorney for Beef Products Incorporated. He says his client is ready to prove that ABC conducted a disinformation campaign against a company that produces safe beef. Judge Gehring did not rule on the case but did dismiss claims against ABC's Diane Sawyer. ABC says in a statement that they are pleased that Sawyer has been removed from the lawsuit and say they will defend their reporting in court. A jury trial is slated to start on June 5th. The state of South Dakota has reached a settlement with the company in charge of the EB-5 Immigrant Investor Program for the state. South Dakota Regional Center Incorporated agreed to pay the state $1.5 million for past EB-5-related expenses. The governor's chief of staff, Tony Venhuizen, says the money should also cover any further litigation.
The $1.5 million accounts for is the expenses that the state has incurred either in litigation or in auditing or accounting, trying to double-check to make sure that problems hadn't occurred or to track down the problems that had occurred. Litigation that has sprung out of the EB-5 account to cover those legal fees. And then also, SDRC was required to set aside funds to basically indemnify the state or to cover the costs that the state might incur for future litigation.
The state is still involved in a lawsuit in Hughes County by investors for the former Northern Beef Packers plant in Aberdeen. Earlier this year, Yoke Boland pleaded guilty to one of five felony counts. He received 2 years probation and a $2,000 fine. Boland founded SDRC while working for the state and then left the state to work for the company. You're listening to SDPB News.